This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so here is the thing about this economy right now, or, you know, one thing, because it is a $20 trillion beast. As we've been covering this week through Chair Jay Powell's testimony on Capitol Hill, the Federal Reserve has been trying really hard to slow this economy down a bit. And yet, despite the central bank raising interest rates and talking the monetary policy talk, the labor market is still strong and inflation is still way far away from the 2% the Fed wants to see. And so one might fairly ask whether the Fed's tools just aren't getting the job done. And if that's the case, then what? We will ask those questions of Neil Irwin. He's the chief economic correspondent at Axios. Neil, it's good to have you back.
Thanks, Kai.
So what if I'm right? What, and it's not just me, there are other people saying this, including maybe a little bit you. What if monetary policy just isn't getting the job done now?
I mean, I think that's definitely what's happening. We have a 50-year low in the unemployment rate, 3.4%, at a time the Fed's been doing everything they can for the last year to tighten the money supply. It's clear there have been some shifts in the economy that just make their policies less effective than they used to be at adjusting how the economy works.
Lay that out for me. What are the changes?
Well, less employment and less activities tied up in physical, durable goods, right? So the things that you borrow money for, a car, a house, are a smaller share of the economy relative to things that are services, you know, going to restaurants, going to staying in hotels. So that might mean that interest rates are less effective. There's some other things in the structure of the financial system and how it works. You know, maybe businesses are lean inventories, they don't need as much credit, so raising rates doesn't affect how they behave. Wealth inequality might be a factor. You know, when so much wealth is held by mega billionaires, maybe it's a situation where their spending isn't as sensitive to what happens to asset prices as more middle-class people. A lot of theories, but the end result is we definitely have an economy that's still roaring ahead, even as the Fed is trying to slow it.
Okay, so the Fed has raised rates 8 times in a year, give or take, 4-plus percentage points. Do you suppose it's possible that given all the changes in the economy, monetary policy just doesn't work anymore and Jay Powell and the gang need to find new ways to do things?
I mean, I think that's going too far. For one thing, there are always lags, and we may see these effects. There's some hints of that happening already. We may see these effects really start to bite as 2023 progresses. And also, you have to think a little bit in counterfactuals, right? So what would have happened if they had kept rates at zero all of last year? We'd probably have an even hotter economy, even higher inflation. In all likelihood, their impact might not be what it used to be, but it's still in the same direction, meaning higher rates translates into lower inflation.
Can we talk about that lag for just one second? Of course, Milton Friedman, long and variable, 12 to 18 months or so. You point out in a different piece the other day, we're at 17 months now of this hiking cycle, give or take. And also, the Fed is communicating now like it never has before, and we're seeing effects a lot sooner.
That's right. So back in November 2021, which, you know, is, as you say, 17 months ago, that's when they first started to signal, oh, we're behind the curve on inflation. We're going to start moving more aggressively. And as soon as they started communicating that, longer-term interest rates adjusted accordingly. And so that tightened the supply of credit in the economy. So, you know, there's a real good argument that those long and variable lags, as you say, the famous phrase, are not quite as long as they used to be. The problem, and Jay Powell emphasized this in his congressional testimony just this week, we really don't know. The uncertainty around those lags and how severe they are, it's really a wide band of uncertainty. So, you know, are we about to have a catch-up effect where the economy adjusts to these rate increases that were happening last summer? Maybe, but nobody's quite sure.
Maybe. That's great. One last thing, and then I'll let you go. You mentioned Chair Powell's testimony. I do want to touch on some of the pushback he has gotten from progressive members of Congress about the costs of this policy and what it might do to the labor market. You hear the phrase from progressives, you know, 2 million people are going to lose their jobs as the Fed keeps on raising rates. And Powell said at one point in a, not a testy, but a rather barbed exchange with Senator Warren from Massachusetts, she said 2 million people, doesn't that mean anything? And he said, would they be better off if we just walked away? So I guess the question is, what else is the Fed supposed to do but use the tool, blunt though it may be, that it has?
Yeah, I think the way Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve view the world is they don't want to cause unemployment. They don't want to put people out of work. But the history shows that the cost to doing the things they need to do to bring demand down, to bring supply and demand in line, to ultimately bring inflation down, a side effect of those policies traditionally, historically, has been to raise unemployment. And that's the real jam we're in. Now, could this time be different? Maybe, right? We're in a weird economy. The post-pandemic economy has defied all the expectations in a lot of ways. Maybe there is a pathway to have inflation come down without unemployment rising that much. But I think it's kind of a wait and see moment and see, you know, do we see progress on inflation even as we retain this robust job market we have right now?
Neil Irwin, chief economic correspondent at Axios, also writes the Axios Macro newsletter, to which you should hit that subscribe button. Neil, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai.